USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire. And the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left 8 people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So, my view is if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the Indianapolis Colts say they are devastated by the shooting that claimed 8 lives at a FedEx facility. The city's NFL team releasing a statement expressing their sympathies to those affected by the overnight shooting. A gunman opening fire before taking his own life. Jeremiah Miller is a FedEx employee who witnessed the entire tragedy.
I was outside of the building when this happened, and across from the building is the parking lots. And so I hear 3 shots after that, and I assume someone has an engine problem. This is when I hear 6 shots fired rapidly, and then I hear 10 shots. This is when I stand up, and I'm sitting on a bench. And so when I stand up, I see a man, a hooded figure. I was unable to see his face in detail. However, the man did have an AR in his hand, and he started shouting, and then he started firing at random directions. But at first, it was at his right. And I thought he saw me, and so I immediately ducked for cover.
And finally, a Pearl Harbor survivor is celebrating his 100th birthday in a big way. Ken Potts is one of the few remaining survivors of the 1941 attack. Potts taking a ride in a Black Hawk helicopter, courtesy of the Utah National Guard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.